The Spinoff Podcast Network.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Hello there, weary traveller. Welcome back to Waterdeep Mountain High, the greatest school in all of Waterdeep. When we last left our heroes, Forrest, Kate, and Gelato Morrison, they were competing in the Smuggler's Run Challenge through the tunnels beneath the mountain against their rival school, a very fancy Waterdeep College. But just as they were about to finish the course and achieve victory for our school, they stumbled across a terrible secret. The principal of Waterdeep Mountain High and some of the other teachers were conducting a terrible ritual. They summoned a powerful god in the shape of an owl that Principal Barilla commanded to swallow the rival Waterdeep College out of existence. Meanwhile, our heroes were attacked by the school's guidance counselor, Mr. Gruber, who managed to escape by turning into a spider. They emerged from the tunnels to find the school of Waterdeep College disappeared completely. But what does that mean? Let's find out, shall we, in this next installment of Waterdeep Mountain High.
Out in the rolling green pastures, down by the forest of green, we sit and study in classes how to dream.
Welcome to the stage, your Dungeon Master, Nick Sampson. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Welcome to Waterdeep Mountain High, the Dungeons & Dragons podcast that you listen to with your ears and watch with your eyes if you're here right now. Let's meet our players who are awkwardly standing behind a tarp. Crammed up against some scenery for the show that's in here. So please welcome to the stage the Waterdeep Mountain High cast.
Paul made us stand there.
This is more professional if we're not just sitting here.
Don't fight with me.
Save it for the fighting. Hey, would you guys go down and the line and introduce yourselves and who you're playing, please? Starting with you,
Paul. My name is Paul in real life. But in Faerun, my name is Forrest Rivers, and I'm a paladin half-elf. Yeah.
My name's Alice in real life, and then in the show in Dungeons and Dragons I play Kate Shepherd, and previously she sounded just like this, but I think she's going to have maybe a little bit of a southern twang.
Oh my god.
From now on. kind of like a, I do declare.
We had a practice session and they all came up with these accents. And I am excited
Paul
for them.
Paul actually has a voice too, but he's being a little pussy bitch about it.
I'll bring it out when my character talks.
Okay. But anyway, I may or may not stick to that. Let's see how it goes.
And I'm Ray in real life. But tonight I'm going to be...
tonight, Michael.
Yeah. I'm going to be Hilado Morrison, who's a substitute teacher at Waterdeep Mountain High, who's divorced and his wife won't let him see his kids, so he's trying to learn a spell so that way he can disguise himself as a British nanny to go look after his kids.
And I'm Brindley IRL. And my character's name is Ping.
Ping fans.
Fan favourite Ping. Full name Pin Ricknog Crickle Crenvy. And I'm a little goblin girl who's a rogue and just heaps of fun.
A psychopath, you mean?
Yeah, a psychopath.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to play some Dungeons and Dragons? Woo! Ooh, yes. So we begin. Forrest, Kate, and Hilado, you emerged from the caverns beneath Mount Waterdeep to find the illustrious school of Waterdeep College has completely disappeared. Where once there was a towering marble castle on the mountainside with thousands of years of history, whose classrooms boasted incredible views of the glimmering city of Waterdeep, now there is only Forrest. Moments later, not you.
Should have chosen a less confusing name.
Do you think people are calling your name when they talk about forests?
Well, a little bit. So far, I keep turning my head, and then you're like, there's only forests. I'm like, what? What about these others?
Moments later, you hear a rumbling from the trail, and a merchant wagon pulls up to you. And the merchant wagon is... being pulled by a very old but surprisingly strong, you suspect magically strong, goat. At the till of this wagon is a character you might recognize. It's the Waterdeep Mountain High groundskeeper, Basil. He looks at you with sort of shock, surprise, and he says,
"Oh, are you kids lost? Hello, my name's Basil. What are you doing out in the woods?"
"Oh my, Basil. I do declare we are lost. We can't find our way anywhere. Where's our school gone?" I'm committing to it, I've decided.
I like it.
Thank you.
It fits with your state, your like character description of a poor person. It's like a sort of southern belle accent. Like all your money's gone.
What? Where's our school?
I really don't want to talk because I don't want to have to do my accent.
Let's hear it.
It's not even embarrassing. It's just tough to keep up. Okay.
Are you just not going to talk for the whole episode?
Forrest, hurry up.
Hello, you there, young man. What's your name?
My name is Forrest. Again, this accent really doesn't match my poor upbringing. But we've actually met before.
Oh, I don't think so. I would remember a handsome young man like you.
Oh, wow, that is very pervy.
Yeah. Also, I feel like you're acting like it's weird that we're here when this is where a school used to be. It's weird for an old man to be loitering around here.
I'm not loitering. You're the one... You're loitering.
No, we're here for a tournament. You're...
I'm just on my way to Waterdeep Mountain High, the greatest school in all of Waterdeep. And I'm bringing supplies. Say, have you met my... exchange student helper? And from the back of the wagon springs a little goblin girl by the name of Ping. Who you might recognize.
Oh, my Ping! Oh, fuck.
Hi, guys.
But no, Ping, see, the thing is, you actually have never met these people.
Oh.
You don't know who they are.
Hi, stranger.
You are an exchange student at Waterdeep Mountain High, but you've never run into these three. Anything that might have happened in the past is different now.
Peng, do you remember us? It's me, Kate. Yeah. You might recognise me from my nipples.
Yeah. our accents might be throwing you off.
These are new.
Yeah.
Peng don't know you.
Peng. Oh,
you rode a goat? Do you remember that?
No, this is my goat.
Well, she does like the goat. And the goat surely likes her.
Oh, Peng, you better not be fucking that goat again. I remember when Peng used to fuck goats.
I don't remember that.
You don't...
No. That's not canon.
I made up in my head.
I think you've just made that up.
Well, I had a dream where Peng fucked a goat.
Peng doesn't know you. Peng does not like humans.
Oh, Peng. That's...
Basil, do you remember the hours we spent whittling together?
I surely don't, but I do love whittling, that's for sure.
I'm just spitballing ideas here. But do you think maybe we've gone into some sort of different, like... have you seen the film Donnie Darko? I can't really remember it, but is there, like, split kind of realities?
Oh, you're thinking of... Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Are you thinking of the butterfly effect?
Yeah, Back to the Future too.
Oh, you're thinking of Oz.
The prison show?
Oh, right. You're thinking a Lord of the Rings when he puts the ring on.
You're missing the...
Harry Potter 3.
No, yeah.
No, you're thinking of Narnia.
While they're fighting, I pull out my dagger.
Oh, Ben! My God!
Not a film buff?
Bing, put that down. You know you're not meant to attack people.
Okay, Basil.
Such a good goblin.
I feel like you guys have focused on the wrong bit of what I was saying. Just ignore the bit about the movie and focus on the bit about like the different kind of
realities.
Yeah.
Wow.
See, I'm heading towards Waterdeep Mountain High. Would you like to come along?
Isn't that gone?
No, so Waterdeep Mountain High is our school.
Oh.
The school that's gone is the rich school, yeah.
Oh, well, good riddance, all right. You know, there's nothing I hate more than a rich prick. a rich dick. I'm sorry.
I'm going to climb onto the back of the cart.
Okay, you climb onto the back of the cart. It's filled with apples.
Ooh,
delicious apples. I'm taking these apples all the way to Waterdeep Mountain High. They love apples there, as in most other places.
And I'm going to run beside the carriage because, you know, no man needs to take me anywhere.
Well, okay, this seems like an unnecessary stand to me.
I'll make my own way.
It's a long way to Waterdeep Mountain High.
Oh, fine, you convinced me. I'm on board. I'll get inside.
I sit in amongst the apples.
All right. You guys jump in the wagon with the apples, and it trundles off along the path. Basil maybe hums a tune to himself. You pass an uneventful journey. Maybe you eat some apples.
Yes, please.
You don't have to ask me. You can just do it.
I could make a crumble out of these.
I've eaten like 18 apples, and you can see them like bulging out. Oh my God! Bulging out of the stomach.
Is there roll a diarrhea check?
No, I have no idea.
You roll along the path, and you start to get to a point in the forest that you recognize. You're familiar with this area, and you recognize it as the place where Waterdeep Mountain High usually is. In its place is an enormous red stone wall surrounding the biggest castle you've ever seen. There is it's made of red sandstone. There's like ivy and gold. It looks great. It's amazing. The wall has a door in it, and the wagon sort of trundles up to it. And Basil goes, "Welcome to Waterdeep Mountain High, the greatest school in all of Waterdeep." And he knocks on the door, and the door swings open. And the wagon rolls into the grounds, and where once there was, like, this shitty school with, like, a pockmarked field and, like, a penis burned into the grass, now it's just, like, lush fields and, like, students playing in, like, pristine sports gear. And beyond that is the school itself, which is an enormous castle with the school's motto, "Like school, school is good," written in Latin, which someone actually translated for us, which is Scola Placet Recta Scola, emblazoned in gold across the doors of the entrance. The wagon rolls over to where Basil's old groundskeeper cottage used to be. It's still there, but it's 3 stories big now. It's an enormous mansion. There's a huge garden full of goat toys. It looks great. Basil jumps off the wagon and says, "Well, we better start unloading these apples, Ping. Welcome to Waterdeep Mountain High. I'm sure you could maybe find a place to learn here. Everyone in all of Waterdeep wants to come here." "Wow. Oh, why? Here comes Principal Barilla now. Maybe you could talk to her." You see, walking across the grass towards you, the unmistakable shape of Principal Barilla, who you last saw summoning an owl god to destroy an entire school. She looks chipper.
Sorry, is that Principal Gorilla?
Barilla.
Okay. good to clarify that.
Yeah, like the dumplings. Huh. She walks over to you. She looks rich. She says, "Hello, Basil." Basil says, "Oh, Barilla, what do I owe this honor? You want me to whittle you another fucking chair or something?" "Basil, I don't appreciate that tone. Why don't you unload these apples?" And he sort of grumbles and moves off. And she comes over to you and she says, "Hello, my friends."
"Hello, Principal Barilla."
"Hello, miss."
"Well, I'm confused because when we were last at the school, it was, it was a shithole." And quite frankly, we
wasn't
were trying
it?
To escape it for a better life. And now, you know, it looks...
School is good.
Yeah. School is good.
I'm glad you agree, because I think the same. But isn't it fantastic what we've done? Look at it.
Well, I'm a bit scared.
A school this fancy doesn't seem like one that would employ me. I don't like it.
Oh, come now, Mr. Morrison. I'm sure we can find a place for you. Look, I just wanted to say to you all, I'm really sorry. I feel like we got off on the wrong foot yesterday.
When you were casting some sort of evil spell?
Yeah. And, you know, when I asked Mr. Gruber to try to kill you, and I just feel bad. I feel horrible about that.
Well, yeah,
honestly.
I mean, lucky for you, you didn't kill us, and you've been given an opportunity to feel bad.
Thank you. I'm glad you see it from my perspective. I just want you to know that I won't make a habit of doing that.
And we want you to know that we've forgiven you, and we won't be any trouble.
What's, but did you always sound like this? Both of you?
No. On our travels, we picked up some accents.
I spent a semester away.
Really? Because I feel like I spoke to you yesterday.
And sometimes 24 hours is a semester.
A lot has changed. That's for sure. Listen, it was unfortunate that we had to conduct our ritual during the inter-schools tournament. It was just the only way we could bring the Archimedes statue close to Waterdeep College. And I think you'll agree that the school looks incredible now.
And good news, Barilla, we won the tournament. So, via the other team dying.
You see, everything worked out. But I want to correct you. They didn't die. They just simply never existed. You see, when I cast the summoning ritual for the Archimedes god, he simply took everyone and everything out of existence from that school. It's like they never existed. Nobody died. It's cool, man.
That's really cool. Just out of curiosity, is that permanent, or is there some way to sort of reverse that?
Now I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
What? It's just out of curiosity.
We pride ourselves on having curious students. So that I appreciate that. But I want you to all just forget about it. Enjoy the school. Hilado?
Yeah?
Your children went to Waterdeep College, didn't
they?
Yes,
I was about to ask about Morrison.
Mr. Morrison, it is terrible how little you seem to care for the well-being of your children.
I was just about to ask, just the moment didn't seem right.
Well, that's very polite of you. But I want you to know that they're fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And she looks behind you, and you turn around, and two little gnome children are running over to you.
Oh, wow.
And you recognize them as, were they Maurice Morrison and Jolene Lane Morrison. Your beloved children.
My little darlings.
And they run up to you, they're full of pip, and they go, Dad, we love you! Dad, we love you! And we love Waterdeep Mountain High!
This is great, but it doesn't sound like my kids.
Oh, it's them, all right. Now, I'm going to let you wander around the grounds and...
Can I try and do a spell where I detect your thoughts?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, great.
I want to do that. So, in order to do it... Fuck me. what do I have to do?
Okay,
this
so
is the longest spell description.
For the duration, you can read the thoughts of certain creatures when you cast a spell. They've got to be within 30 feet of you. The creature you choose has an intelligence of 3 or lower. Oh.
No, if that's it's unaffected.
It's unaffected. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so you cast the detect thoughts
on
Principal Brilla. And I don't think I have to do a saving throw or anything. You just do it.
I don't think it's easy.
No,
that seems crazy. All right. Here's what she's thinking. That can't be right. She's thinking, well, I really hope he believes that these are his kids.
It says here that it lasts for up to a minute.
She's also thinking...
Can I ask you a question to get your thoughts?
Yeah. Oh, well, you can't ask... No, what?
No, I don't know.
I guess you could. Yeah, try it. Give it a go.
Yeah, questions verbally directed at the target creature naturally shape the course of its thoughts.
I see. Okay, ask
So this
Principal
is particularly
Brilla.
Effective as part of an interrogation. God, I'm quite powerful, aren't I? Well, Miss Barilla, what the fuck has happened here? Well, where's our old school?
Well, this is your old school. You see, like when you remove a rock from a river.
Is this really your thoughts?
No, this is
and simple. In her thoughts, she's going, I'm nailing this. Like when you remove a rock from a river. The tide, the water just fills in, it just corrects itself. And that's sort of how this thing works. And then she's thinking, didn't stick the landing there. And then she says to you, Kate, have you quite finished reading my thoughts?
Oh, wow. Well, yes, I have.
Thank you, my dear.
How did you know I was reading your thoughts?
Because I'm a very powerful sorcerer.
And what are you actually thinking?
So I'm pretty powerful, but I should believe in myself more. Damn this imposter syndrome that I have.
Miss Barilla, I just want to say you are a powerful woman. And I believe in you, even if what you're doing is fucked up and evil. I believe you can accomplish whatever you set your mind to.
She seems genuinely chuffed about that. She says, thank you, Kate. Enjoy your kids. And with that, she turns around and walks back towards the castle. And you are left standing there with your two kids jumping up and down, tugging at your clothes. What do you wear?
I know a fanny pack.
All right, they're tugging at your fanny pack.
No.
They're going, we love Waterdeep Mountain High. We love you, Dad.
What else?
Mum sucks.
What else do you guys think? Like, what do you? Do you have any thoughts about oranges? Like, how I don't. I get the feeling this is an illusion. I want to know, like, how well done it is. Do you have any thoughts about oranges?
Oranges. Oh, that destroys them because they can't. No, they go. They actually, when you ask them what they think about oranges, it does kind of, their faces kind of glitch a little, and actually make a perception check, Ray.
Do I have to add? Is there a perception? Oh, yeah. Eight.
you kind of notice some yellow. Like, it's kind of like, it looks like dust, maybe? Something has come out of their mouths as they sort of, as they speak.
Have you been eating uranium? Powdered
uranium?
It's yellow, isn't it?
Mr. Morrison, your children seem to be a little bit off colour.
I feel like there's got to be a question to ask that'll prove that they're not real.
Do you love...
Kids.
I love Waterdeep Mountain High.
Kids. Is your dad cool?
Yes, he's the coolest.
Okay. Ask any student here.
No, something is wrong with these kids.
What did you do 3 days ago?
3 days ago, we were grown in a lab.
That's
one of them turns to the other one and says... No, we love Waterdeep Mountain High.
This seems like a pretty open and shut case.
they start glitching quite bad. And the spell that was making them look like your kids sort of dissipates. And they are revealed to be two tiny creatures, the shape of kids, made out of fungus. And they sort of clock each other, realize that their disguises have both worn off, and then turn to you and say, Dad, why do we exist? We're hideous.
That's quite a deep question. I mean, why does anyone exist, really? You know, I love Waterdeep Mountain High as well. I love every part of it. Do you want to show us the bit where you were born?
The one who is pretending to be your son opens its mouth and a cloud of spores fly out at you.
Oh dear.
You have to make a constitution saving throw, or all d20.
Mr. Morrison, it's a good thing you don't care about your children much. Otherwise, this would be positively traumatising.
Constitution, so D20 plus my...
Yeah, that's right.
18.
Okay, the spores do not reach your mouth. They just sort of impotently alight upon your fanny pack. And you guys are now into combat because these kids are going to try and attack you.
Oh, my God.
So let's all roll for initiative if we remember how to do that. Okay.
9.
16.
18.
19.
Oh,
and, cool. Okay, so, Forrest, it is your turn.
Okay. I will...
Don't kill us!
Kill it, Forrest.
We've only just been born!
They attacked us, right?
Yeah. For sure.
Forrest is pro-choice.
With a minor action, I turn to Helado and I say, "Can I kill it?"
I mean, my children weren't this moldy, so
I'm just going to go for a stab.
How many people in the audience just did stab?
It's my signature move. And I mean, I rolled a 3, so just move on.
You stab at them, but they are too pathetic looking, and at the last minute, your hand, you can't do it, and you just sort of on purpose miss them.
Cool.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kate, it's your turn.
Well, I'm famously a pacifist, but so I'm going to use dragon's breath. But I'm going to give the power to somebody else. Isn't that how you use it?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give the power to Helado. To use his own breath to kill them. Because I am a pacifist and want no power.
Does Helado have any say in that?
Please choose Ping.
Mr. Morrison, you have to kill these kids for us.
Dad!
Yeah. Real...
I'm going to give you the power of dragon's breath.
No, that's fine. I'm perfectly good without it.
No, I insist.
You touch one willing creature and imbue it with the power to spew magical energy from its mouth, provided it has one. So you can choose the type of damage. So you can choose acid, cold, fire, lightning, or poison.
Well, I think I'll let you decide.
Poison, but it's the...
Poison. All right. I'm giving Mr. Helado Morrison some poison.
Okay, so you touch him, and from his mouth...
I touch him.
Unwillingly.
No, he's got to be willing. It says a willing creature.
Okay, right.
So he's doing this of his own volition.
Really? Because it doesn't seem like he's down with it.
Stop being a little bitch. Fucking take the dragon's breath.
Maybe you could be our daddy anyway.
Oh, no, you guys like...
Can I just clarify? They attacked us.
Yeah.
You got bad haliotosis. Yeah.
Here's the dragon's breath, sir.
Beautifully brought to life by Ray O'Leary. Okay, they both dodged nimbly out of the way.
Oh, how'd you fuck that up?
Oh no, sorry. They do not dodge. They just take half damage. So roll 3d6.
One.
Six. Oh, nice. Okay. Eight. Okay. So, a cone of like magical fire spurts out of Mr. Morrison's mouth, and just incinerates the top half of both of your fungus children. But they still do not die. Their legs are sort of attached to their mid half, are just sort of walking around. A little mouth pops out the side of one of them and says, "Dad,
oh my,
why?
I can't believe you did that. That's disgusting."
Ping, it's your turn.
I'm still not sure. I don't really know these guys, mm-hmm. so I'm going to keep my distance. But Ping, I mutter under my breath, Ping, help strangers. And I jump up on the edge of the janitor's house, and I pull out my little blow dart, and I send a blow dart at the boy creature.
Okay, great. So make an attack.
Oh my god, maths. 20.
Is that a natural 20 or?
No.
Okay. And yeah, that's a hit for sure. These guys are only half a thing. What's the damage?
It is 1-5.
Okay. You fire a blow dart from the side of Basil's cottage, and it goes right into the butt of this tiny half boy fungus. And weirdly, the butt is where the brain is for these things, and so he dies.
And I just cackle, like, real loud. Like that.
And Ray, it's your turn.
All right, I'm going to cast Grease, which just makes a slick grease on the ground. So that way, I just want to trip the legs up, and then we can just leave them be.
Kill him.
If
you want.
So I don't know. It's a level 1 spell. Do I need to roll?
No. So you, you cast a slick of grease, and it appears underneath the animated legs of your false fungus daughter, and she trips over, and you've tripped her over.
All right, let's just go.
Okay.
Where are you going?
Oh, that's a good point. Jolene Lean, can she talk? Does she have a mouth?
Yeah, she has a little mouth on her knee.
Where is Principal Barilla?
I don't know what that is.
And as she's talking, Lilibeth, the goat, trots over and devours her. And congratulations, you killed your kids.
I say, accent off. And I'm back to talking in my little voice.
And then I cast a spell.
What's the plan? Guys, I feel like while this school has greatly improved, I feel like it's not right.
I think there's some sort of glitch in the system.
Oh, I was meaning more from like a moral standpoint. Oh. Because we could just have a way better school, but like Helado wouldn't have his kids, all those other kids at the Flash School.
There's an important question here. Do you want your kids?
Of course, just not that mouldy.
Basil, the groundskeeper, comes out from his cottage. Going, what? Whittling. Furiously whittling. Saying, what the hell was that? I've never seen such crazy creatures. What's going on? Why'd you kill those little kids?
Did you see them? They're like monsters.
Yeah. But I just assumed, you know, they were your kids. What's going on here? You could tell Basil.
Well, Basil, there's some sort of, I don't know where I'm from now. I'm accent off. Basil. There's some sort of fucked up thing happening here at your school. I don't think it's a real school. I think you're living in a nightmare. Mr. Morrison, can you please take control? You are the teacher in charge.
Accent on. Look.
What the fuck is going on here?
So yesterday, we went to the tournament, and we went into a cave, and we saw, like, Principal Barilla, a few of the other kind of faculty.
A bunch of authority figures, basically.
And they were casting some sort of satanic, I mean, not satanic necessarily, but evil spell. And then we come out, one school's gone, our school's super flash. That's kind of what's happened. Accent off.
Oh my gosh. So,
Okay, first of all, are you British or
or are you? I love drama.
Accent on. We're all British.
Okay, well, listen, I don't...
Were you trying to be British then, or was that...
No. Oh, okay. I was just merely pointing out that colonisation stretched far and wide. Not that I support it. I just merely laying down the facts of the accent off day.
Basil says... Well, I don't rightly understand what you're talking about, or the way that you're saying it's also confusing. But if you're out to get Principal Barilla, well, that's fine with me, because truth be told, I hate her. She won't let me put a fourth story on my cottage, and, you know, I don't have enough room for all my knickknacks. She's making me whittle from dusk till dawn. She loves her bespoke furniture, and, you know, frankly, she can go fuck herself, so... I would just say, if you want to find out anything about your principal, I would suggest looking in the principal's logbook.
In the logbook?
Yeah, every principal at Waterdeep Mountain High for thousands of years has kept a log, and it's all in the same book up in the library. I reckon you might find something there of interest, or, you know, maybe not. Maybe I just think, you know, the library's a nice place to go and chill out, be with your thoughts, read up on subjects that you like.
Nerd.
Well, I heard that.
Sorry?
Guys, I think we should go to the library, but just something occurred to me. If Peng can't remember us, do you think Peng is an illusion as well?
Let me handle this. Hey, Peng, do you like oranges?
I regurgitate a whole orange. Oh, Jesus.
She's fine.
Ping, are you real?
Real? What is real?
Deep.
Yeah. Well, she's got me there. So we just go to the library and let Ping tag along?
Yeah, Ping. Mm? We're going to go to the library if you're keen.
I eat the books.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm.
Ping, you want to show us the way to the library? You know your way around here.
Yeah.
Is that a yes or?
Yeah. Follow me.
Okay. Let's all follow Ping, I reckon.
All right, you follow Ping up towards the school, and you head into the castle, which is you know, quite Harry Potter-esque. Harry Potter being. Famous castle builder. In Waterdeep, you walk up the steps to the main entrance. You're pushing past crowds of students. Everyone at the school seems quite wealthy. They carry themselves with a certain pomp.
I hate these tickets.
Giving you the stink eye. You guys are not dressed as nicely as they are. And you get a real sense of deja vu here. This place is like you remember it, but also it's just way better. You pass through a courtyard in the middle of the castle, and there you see the statue of Hooty on a plinth with an inscription below it that reads, "Knowledge has a price." Yeah. You pass into the back of the castle, and you arrive at the library. And the library takes up, it's enormous, takes up half of the back of the ground floor. You remember the library from your old school, and it was just like a couple of magazines and some like textbooks with porn slipped into the middle of the pages. But now it's this beautiful, a beautiful building filled with books, shelves, rows and rows of books, students, everyone sitting down learning. It's very quiet. There's chandeliers on the ceiling. And the most impressive thing you see is the return system for the books, which there is this giant cart filled with books underneath the return slot, and the books are magically lifting themselves up into the air and floating back to their places on the shelves. And you notice that a few of them are actually floating to the back wall and through a hole in the back wall, above
a big locked door that reads teacher's section.
This is very Harry Potter in the sense that the room, like the layout of the architecture.
Yeah. And to your right at the desk sits an enormous ogre with reading glasses, stamping books.
I disappear.
Ping, where's Ping gone?
You disappear?
Just like amongst the bookshelves. Okay. I just leave the group. I'm not to be trusted.
Okay.
Can I approach?
Do you say you're not to be trusted as you leave?
Yeah. And I just like my eyes glint red. And was like I slip between the A section and the B section. Somewhere.
Okay. I immediately get kind of like riled up by the sense of like structure and authority, so I take off my top just to like stretch the boundaries of the environment. So now I'm just wearing bottoms only.
Okay.
The kind of anyone who looks at me, I go, what?
The ogre notices that.
Don't look, ogre.
And she stands up and she says,
would you please put your top, miss?
Oh, does this offend you?
It's definitely one of the rules of the library. it's not the main one.
Would you be upset if a man took off his top?
I'd be upset if anyone took off their tops in here. Absolutely. This is a library.
You're also yelling now, which is, you know, that's...
I'm not yelling.
Okay, you're loudly...
Oh, now you're telling me to shush. Oh, I'm sorry. It's now an inconvenient time for my politics.
Yes.
It's not something that just happens when you want it to happen.
People are looking up.
What? What does everyone want with me? Just a woman without her top on.
Would you like me to go get the principal?
Accent on. You all better stop looking.
if you don't keep it down and please put a top on, I will have to go get the principal.
Fine, I'll put a top on. But I'm cutting out holes for the nipples.
Well,
excuse me, Miss Librarian? Mr. Librarian?
Miss?
What? Miss Librarian?
Already, you're on the back foot here.
Yeah, sorry. Couple of things. We were looking for the principal's logbook.
Oh, well, here it is.
Okay.
Goodbye. No, she's...
Can we hire that?
The principal's logbook.
I've got a library card.
Well, that depends. Are you the principal?
Can I try and tell a lie?
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to say yes.
So you make a deception check. Keeping in mind that she is a librarian, so she's very smart. And you are...
A solid 9.
Yeah. She enjoys that. She's not without a sense of humour.
Secondly, I'd like to complain.
Oh, well, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, I was just looked through several books over on that shelf. Not a single page of pornography slips in there.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'll give you some pornography here.
Please put those down. She holds up two books in front of your top.
Fine, I'll put it back on.
I appear again, and I'm holding a book about the history of race relations between goblins and humans. And I sort of place it threateningly on the shelf and look at the three companions.
Ping, is this your way of pointing out that my brand of feminism might just be about white people? Because I'm aware that intersectionality is the only way forward.
Librarian, the restricted area.
Yes.
Is that, how do we get access to that?
Guys, I have an offer.
Keep a few
cards. I pull everyone. Listen, guys, I have the ability
She's
to
looking
disguise
very suspicious
myself.
All
Okay.
Should I disguise myself as the principal and try and get inside?
I was going to ask for a... Is it a locked teacher's room back there? I was just going to ask for a teacher's key.
Oh, good point. Yeah. Miss Fiona.
Fiona Ogden.
Please, it's Mrs. Shrek.
Mr. Morrison, is this the teacher you went on a date with once?
It went well. I was just looking for something casual. Mrs. Shrek, I'm a substitute teacher here. Can I get a key to the door back there?
I've never seen you.
I started today. The principal said she had a space for me.
Hmm.
Is the door definitely locked, just to confirm that?
I'm not with them.
Well, it seems like you are.
I mean, we're acquaintances, but no, I'm just...
Don't tell him, but I hate him.
Yeah. And you can tell him that I think that he's kind of not very good at his job. Several times we've killed some children, and
Listen,
not once have I really learned anything from a teacher.
Okay, well, I mean, now I don't trust him at all. No. You've been inquiring about the principal's log. That's for the principal only.
We're sorry for bothering you. We're going to leave now, and we're definitely going to leave. So see you later.
Bye.
Okay, well, that also is suspicious. Pretty much everything you've said has been highly suspicious.
Yeah, we've already said bye, so we're leaving.
Okay.
Bye, see you later.
She goes back to stamping books, but...
Why don't I just go as myself?
Yeah. Well, what if one of us, I'm not going to say who, but maybe one of us could cause quite a loud distraction, like over at another end of the library, and the rest could try and get in or something.
That's good.
Okay, I mean, sure.
Can I get a little more information about this hole that the books are flying through?
Sure.
How big is it?
It's about a meter squared. So it's large.
It's a big hole.
I jump up and try and grab one of the books that's flying.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Make a athletics check.
Oh, I've got acrobatics.
Oh, yeah, acrobatics. I think.
Is it? I don't know.
Do a flip.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I do a flip grab onto one of the books.
Right.
That's 16.
Awesome. You spring up one of the bookshelves, leap into the air, and you grab one of the books. You grab one of the heavier, thicker books that looks older than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And it carries you through the hole into the next room.
Right.
Wow.
How high is the hole?
It's about like 4 meters up.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's quite tall. Guys, I'm gonna disguise myself and I'm gonna get us a key to get in there.
Okay.
Can I please? I try and disguise. I just cast a spell that disguises me as Principal Barilla.
Okay. Let's do that, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean. Yeah. Ping's inside.
Oh, Ping. Ping! Okay. I decide that I'm using this too soon. Should we just yell out to Ping to let us in?
Just go knock on the door?
Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah, I go and I knock on the locked door. Ping?
It's dark in here.
Ping, open the door.
Follow the sound of our voice.
Is that possible for me to do?
What's the
new room look like?
So the new room, you are carried into this new room by this book. It looks quite similar to the other room. It's a bit smaller. There's rows of books. It is a bit darker. But there's nothing crazy interesting about this room.
Okay, yeah.
You are dropped down quite near the door, and the door has a handle, as doors are wont to do.
Is it locked from the inside? Like, has it got a snip or something like
that? It's got a snip, yeah.
Okay, great. I'll unsnip it.
Do you take the chain off?
What?
Do you take the chain off?
No.
So you just open the door a little way.
Thanks for that little tip. I'm going to use my thieves' tools to pick locks and disarm traps.
You can just open it.
Okay, great. Yeah. I'm worried it's a trick. Like, it's going to be a big old alarm or something. Like
that's always the fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
King, open the door.
Wait. Should I, you guys, once you get the book, we'll meet. Where should we meet?
On the other side.
I'll meet you just outside the library.
Yeah. Okay, that's
good. I'm going to head back to the where the ogre woman is.
Okay.
Just a woman, man. Why can't she just be an ogre to you, even?
Because there's other people in the library, and if I said woman, that could be, like, heaps of people.
Fine, I can't get into this right now. I'm already emotionally drained from earlier.
I'm going to just go back and chat to her just to keep her, like, busy.
Okay.
Sounds like you want to hook up with the ogre. Are you trying to hook up with the ogre,
no,
Forrest?
I'm not.
Muscle in.
All right, you go up to the ogre. She's very busy stamping books.
Right.
But she looks up and she's like, "You again?"
Yeah. I just came to say I was really sorry about before.
Well, thank you. Nobody ever apologizes to me.
Yeah, that's okay.
People just think being a librarian's a shit job, you know? But I love I love books and I love kids and I just want them all to learn.
You love books. Why don't you tell me what your favorite book is and then try and recite it to me.
While he's doing that, I keep knocking on the door. Ping.
Use the snib.
Let us in.
I don't know.
Ping, stop being a holdout.
What will you give me?
I'll give you a sense of self-empowerment.
I have a bag of sand.
Okay.
I unslip the door and unlock the chain.
Right. Yeah. Right, you open the door. Do you hand him a bag of sand?
Yeah, here's your sand.
I put it in my little rucksack.
Okay,
later,
perfect.
Yeah.
You head into the room. The three of you head into the room?
Yep.
Okay, you are in another room.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay!
I was already
here. Yeah. Yeah. The room is got more books in it. As I said, what are you up to?
Do any of them look like the principal's log?
There is a section that you can see at the far end of the aisle you're in. That has a sign that says "Principal Section," and it's actually hanging on a rope, a little like velvet rope, but the rope's been taken off, and it's sort of hanging to the side.
Will we go there?
You go over there?
Yeah, we go into the principal section.
Okay, you go into the principal section. As you do, you hear. The thump of books falling to the ground. All three of you look around you as you notice books start falling off the shelves around you. The books start falling more rapidly and rapidly until they form two large piles of books. And then, incredibly, the books start to take shape. One pile, which is bigger than the other, turns into the shape of a giant person. Who stands about 3 meters tall, and the other one takes the shape of a sort of bat with wings made of paper, and it flaps them and lifts itself into the air. Notice that the one that is a person is made up of, if you're very perceptive, you'll notice that it's made of non-fiction books, and the bat one is made of fiction. The one that looks like a person is standing right in front of you in the principal section. The one that is flying is hovering above you. And the human one says in a tone that sounds like paper, "Not principal." And they are going to fight you. And that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Waterdeep Mountain High is produced by The Spinoff and stars Nick Sampson, Paul Williams, Alice Sneddon, Ray O'Leary, and our special guest Brinley Stent. Thanks to everyone who came to the show and has given us nice feedback. Please continue to do that. If you've enjoyed the show, please rate and review us on iTunes or tell us. And thank you for the fan art that someone made. That was awesome. Spread the word. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.
Falafel Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.